Get Started, Then Get Better, December 5th, 2023, by Chad Dumas. Don't do that, were the words out of Rick DeFore's mouth more than a decade ago, as I was excitedly and passionately explaining to him how the district I was in was going about our work. Rick, along with Bob Acre, are the two co-founders, if you will, of the PLC at Work movement. Needless to say, I was taken aback and disappointed and hurt. And he was right. The problem that he quickly identified with the work we were doing was that we weren't getting to action fast enough. We had this plan of 1 year to address critical question one, what do we want students to know and be able to do? Then another year to address critical question two, how will we know when they know or can do it? And then after 2 years of work, we'd finally get to critical questions three and four. What will we do when students can't, and what will we do when they can? Too long. Move quickly to action. In one district recently, I was working with a team that was hesitant to jump into the work. Everything we teach is essential for students to know, and we are dumbing down the curriculum if we eliminate content for students, were some of the refrains. Still, they obliged me as we worked together to clarify what students needed to learn in the next unit, what was important for students to learn, and what was nice to know. They left with a chart like the one below in hand and ready to teach. It really was as simple as that. On the chart, it says in columns, people, places, events, and symbols, and then in rows, need, important, and nice. A 180 degree turn. Just 6 weeks later, the team returned to work with me. The results of that one activity from September: a reduction in the failure rate on their end of unit exam from a typical 15 to 20 students to just two. All they did was become clear on the targets, then created some graphic organizers to help kids with the content, and then also allowed students to take the test with a Chromebook instead of just on paper. Plus, they stated how not only did fewer kids fail, but the understanding of the need to knows was much greater than before. And as yet another bonus, students were interested in the important and nice information and were making connections to the need to knows. It was a total transformation, and in only a handful of weeks. Lesson learned? Rick was right. Spending years getting ready to improve our practice without doing something about our work right now doesn't work. For one, it's a disservice to our students today. For another, it doesn't generate momentum, and surely there are other reasons. If you're thinking about the four critical questions in terms of year-long processes, take Rick's advice. Don't do that. Quick cycles of improvement. It only takes a few weeks to see dramatic results. Move quickly to action. Questions for reflection. What areas of your life have seen quick results from little or big changes? How might you apply that to other aspects of your life? And the Rib Review, for those readers who read just for this part of my blog, I have bad news. It's quite unbelievable. I didn't have ribs in November. Not even once. I knew the month felt just a little off. Here's to a better December. Do you have a story you'd like to share? Comment below or email me at chad@nextlearningsolutions.com. Know of someone who would appreciate this post? Please do share it with them. Until next time, have a great December.